Welcome to the Rural Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Scottish Enterprise. Once a month, we will bring you an interview with one of the 650 people strong alumni from the Rural Leadership Programme.
A very warm welcome to the next Scottish Rural Leaders Podcast. Today, I'm heading to the Rural Highland Show with fellow rural leader Susanna Pate to catch up with rural leaders from all across Scotland. I have to say, it's one of my absolute favourite dates in the diary, heading to the show and seeing so many faces and catching up with friends old and new. Together, we're going to find out how rural leaders have been shaping their lives following the programme and look at what comes next. But first of all, I'm off to speak to Julian Pace and Julia Latto from Scottish Enterprise to find out a little bit more about the roots of the programme. So today's Rural Leaders podcast comes from the Royal Highland Show, where we've had our alumni reception that hasn't been here for 3 years. I'm sat with Julian Pace. Julian, tell us why you wanted to bring it back to the Highland Show.
We've been at the Highland Show quite a number of years. I think the first time we came was well over 15 years ago. But coming to the Highland Show was a big way to say we will get together again. And so this is the first time since 2019. So it's a really important day because we are all back together again. I know we've had other Rural Leaders event, but being at the Highland Show, I think, is a really important thing.
Today we've heard quite a number of speakers talk about the importance of the programme. How much has that really humbled you? What have you heard that's really been a key take home?
A couple of people have said how doing a Rural Leadership programme really makes them think about people, community, being non-judgmental and trying to help people. And they said that's a result of the programme. And that's really something nice to hear, that it's about the people that they work with, the people that work for them, and how they're thinking about them and helping them grow. That's really...
I think one of the common factors that's been heard today across the room is you and Julia and how much you play an important role in all of us in our Rural Leadership journey. You started the programme. What was it that sparked the interest to do the programme, and how have you seen it change?
I actually went to a meeting in the Borders. It would be 2006, 2005. It was a group of farmers, and it was around the early GM crop debate, and when the governments decided that they would ban it for a while, and the farmers in the meeting were, oh dear, that's everybody else deciding what happens and people from the city deciding what we do. So I said, well, what did you do during that debate? And they were like, well, what can we do? And we can't say anything. Well, actually, if you don't say anything, then you won't get heard. Win or lose, you've got to say what you view and what you believe. And even if you lose, at least you've said it. And then I met chap from SRUC, actually, who's now just finishing and becoming a minister up in Aberdeenshire. He'd been over to the States where they had leadership programs in agriculture, and I thought, this is what we need. And so that's how it started. A combination of meeting that chap from SRUC and those farmers saying, we haven't got a voice and we don't know what to do and we're keeping quiet. It's like, wow, we need a leadership program. So it started in mostly focused on agriculture to begin with, but very quickly changed to include all rural businesses. But agriculture has been an important part of the programme since 2007.
For you personally, do you enjoy being part of the programme? I mean, you've seen people's lives absolutely completely change.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. You can walk, whether it's in the Highland Show or around the town somewhere, and you can bump into a rural leader and have a chat with them. And often, because, you know, we've got over 700 rural leaders, maybe they can't remember everybody, but they sort of know who we are and they'll always say hello and what a difference it's made. And people that did the programme maybe, you know, 10 years ago and you don't see for a while, and then they come back to an event and it's just wonderful to see.
You've got multiple hats on today. You're also a director for the Highland Show. What's your duties today and what are you going up to over the next few days?
I'm an honorary director, so on the executive committee, so I'm not a voting director from the board, but I'm on the executive committee. I've been doing that for 4 years, and it's, again, that's been a real pleasure and such nice people to work with. But I'm on it because the Royal Highland and Agriculture Society of Scotland is a charity, and it's more than the Highland Show. The Highland Show is obviously an important part, but it can play such a big part in rural Scotland as a charity. A lot of the duties that I have relate to that executive committee and the decisions and the thinking that they need to do about the whole charity as well as the Highland Show.
And what's next for the Rural Leadership Programme?
We're recruiting people for the next groups, so started today. So we'll be looking, I think, closing maybe towards the end of August. And so we're going to kick off a new programme in October. So a new cohort coming.
So any rural leaders listening, if you can encourage anybody that you think should apply, please do.
Please do.
So I'm now sat with Julia Latto. And Julia, it's just been amazing to hear from Julian how important it is to get back together and how pleasure he has had seeing everybody. What's today been about for you and how much has it sparked a new lease of energy?
So it's really important for us that the rural leaders come together. One of the things that consistently comes back from people is the network and the lifelong friends that people make. We really like to harness and nurture those friendships through events like today at the Royal Highland Show. And we will continue to have rural get-togethers in person. COVID demonstrated the loneliness and isolation that many people can feel at times in their life. So it's really important we have touch points in the year that people can come together, meet their cohorts, or also meet new friends and new connections.
And this year there's been a real focus on both online and in-person alumni events all across Scotland. What's been a real key message for you across those events?
We're keen to be as inclusive as possible geographical. So we have businesses way up the top of Scotland, way in the Highlands, and we also have rural leaders down as far as, southwest of Scotland. We need to ensure that everybody, no matter where you are across Scotland, you can come together in person if the venue works, if it works for your time, because we realise that everybody's very busy in their business, but also online. So we have these online events. People can dip in and out of in the comfort of their own home or in their business or even in the car if they're wanting to listen to it remotely. So that's really important, being as inclusive as possible, no matter where a rural leader is in Scotland.
We are at the Highland Show and everybody's chatting and there's been lots of momentum and talk about the successes of the programme. What's really humbling is how important you and Julian have been to everybody in their personal lives, and there's been some significant change. How does that make you feel as somebody who's been at the helm of it for so long?
Uncomfortable. I don't recognise that personally. I suppose for me, I've always had a purpose of helping others. And, one of my passions is seeing people thrive and be the very best self that they can be. And I bat off anything when it's about myself. So I like to make sure that people feel very valued and that every single individual is on this earth right now to serve a bigger purpose. And I love helping people fulfil their potential.
And with that in mind, what's next for the Rural Leadership Programme?
So for us, the Rural Leadership Programme continues to go from strength to strength. We run this now in partnership with Highlands and Islands Enterprise and with South of Scotland Enterprise. And we have tremendous colleagues in those agencies we work very closely with. And we are very keen to see the Rural Leadership Programme continue. So we're thrilled that we've got funding to continue it for the next 2 years. And also, we really like to see this alumni growing from strength to strength. We have over 740 rural leaders now in the alumni, and that will be growing to nearly 900 by March 2025, which is absolutely phenomenal for rural Scotland.
And today here at the Highland Show, we are launching, applications are open again. So what are you looking for from your potential new cohort?
We're looking for ambitious rural people who are involved in business, who really want to grow the business, who want to grow themselves as leaders, and who want to really help rural Scotland be the very, very best it can be. Businesses are going through a very challenging time at the moment. The conditions economically is very tough, but we are very resilient and we need to work with those people who have a mindset for growth and who want to come on this programme and really push through and increase their mindset and their growth around their business communities and also themselves.
Hi, my name's Ben Mardle. I'm the estate manager at Ray Forest Estate in Sutherland.
And what year did you do the Rural Leadership Programme?
I think it was 2017.
And what made you apply?
You're always too busy to do this, so I'd looked at the course, and it probably took me 5 years to realise that I was always busy and you just need to make the time to do it. And I should have done it the first time I saw the course, because everything that I came away with just changed me as an individual. So, yeah, just do it.
And once you were doing the course and juggling it with a busy job, how did you manage all the faff?
It's never easy, but we all think we're busy. But when you're getting so much from something, you recognise actually it's beneficial. So you just get on and do it. We're busy people and it's never going to stop. So you just got to make the time for it and it's worthwhile. And as I keep coming back from the course, the team I was working with at the time saw the change in me, recognised that actually I was learning new things, imparting that to the team. They saw that I was becoming a better leader, and that inspired me on to make sure I had the time.
And what was the big highlight? What do you remember most when you look back?
I was an arsehole beforehand, and I'm not so much of a big one now, like, you know. But I do sometimes have that trait that pops up, and it's all in us. So I don't think I've alone in that. And the big takeaway for me is that the tools that we're shown and given during the course, that we know they're there. It's the program enables you to put those tools into place at the right time for the right people. And it turns us from managers to leaders. And it is amazing to watch your team and other people beyond, you know, your team grow and develop and become more confident. That's why we're here. It's not for us, it's to grow other people.
Finally, what do you get from the network of rural leader and alumni?
So the network's really, really important. You'll go home, back of a backpack, oh, I could do this. Just gives us a sounding board to go to somebody else who's got those experiences, got some skills, and you can speak to them in confidence, and they can be perfectly honest and frank with you and just say, that's a cracker, or no, go back, get the fag pack out again, have another thing.
So I'm Donald Patterson. I'm an agronomist at Scottish Agronomy. I've started out there in the tiles team and I've just worked my way through that in the last few years, and yeah, go to a lot of farms around Scotland basically.
What year did you do the program?
So I've just finished in this last year, just literally finished a few months ago. I mean, really good, meet a whole lot of new people, networking opportunities, and yeah, generally just building my confidence as well.
And what is it like coming back to something today where you're seeing other people again who have done their own leadership programme?
I think it's good to hear other people's stories, what they got from the programme. And again, just meet people, a lot of people here today I was on the course with, just catch up with them and see what they've been up to and what's been going on. So yeah, really good.
And what would you say to anyone thinking of doing the programme?
I would highly recommend it. I think it is, in terms of improving your work life and, again, personal things as well, confidence and things like that, it's just a good way of improving your work and personal abilities as well.
So I'm Caroline Hamilton from Cairns Farm Estate. We farm in the Pennland Hills, and we recently opened 2 years ago a wedding and events venue.
So at the time you joined the Rural Leadership Programme, what were you hoping to get out of it?
Well, we were in the middle of building said venue, and I was the year 19 to 20, and then COVID hit in 20, so we were still in the middle of the build. Yeah, so that's what I was doing. What was I getting out of? Why did I do the rural leadership? I realised that I was entering into a business that I didn't have the skills for, and I really needed to find some part of me that I knew could have been there, and that's why I came to the rural leadership.
Now, 2 or 3 years on, what do you get from being around other rural leaders?
Great connection, great support. I love to see who else has done it, and I'm often come across people in business or in other groups, and then you discover that they were rural leaders again as well, and you kind of think, I wonder if that's why we're connecting. And there is some kind of connection, and it's just like being part of a little private group, really. But here, what I really miss is that we were shut down when we finished, and we really lost touch with our year. I really quite like to try and re-inspire that.
I'm David Allison. I'm the head stoker at Ray Forest in Northwest Ireland, and I did the programme in 2023.
And when you joined the programme, why did you want to do it?
My team and I were going through a state of change, I suppose, a new strategy in the estate. Just felt it would be really useful to help develop my skills as a leader.
And what was the result?
I think the result's been life-changing for myself and my team, to be honest, because the way in which we communicate has changed. You know, they come to me with solutions rather than me asking them all the time to do stuff. So it's a much more rewarding experience for everyone.
And how important is it to have an ongoing network like today?
That fallback, that ear to listen to, that somebody you can phone who you've met during the process is incredibly important. We know we can speak to each other in confidence. Very, very worthwhile, very, very worthy process. I think the highlight for me and the programme was the Myers-Briggs. Really getting to understand how other people perceive me and perhaps how I perceive others. It's really helped the way in which I communicate and how well I listen. I think I listen a bit better now. The people at Elevate are just exceptional folk. There's no better way of saying they're just fine example of really good enablers. They just enabled and made it work just seamlessly.
Hi, I'm Claire Dixon. I currently run a holiday cottage in Blythebridge in the Scottish Borders.
And when did you do the Rural Leadership Programme?
So I think we were the 18-19 cohort. So a few years ago, just pre-Brexit and certainly pre-COVID.
And what made you want to do it?
I'd wanted to do it for a few years. I had a lot of friends, colleagues that have done it, raved about it, saw what they'd gone on to do, and was gutted the year my husband did it that I also wanted to do it because I was pregnant, but I got on it the next year.
And what did you take away from it, do you think?
I think the networking is one of the biggest things. Besides all the personal development that happens, it's the continuation beyond that. The WhatsApp groups, the online groups, the alumni on LinkedIn, etc. It's amazing the network you've got behind you. If you've got a question, there's always someone who's got another holiday lodge, like I've met Sarah today. There's someone who's got another business that you're looking at. Or also at the moment, I am job hunting, so speaking to people, letting them know that I'm on the lookout, and it's those opportunities you just never know when they're going to come.
And tell me how you've been engaging on some of the on-farm and in-person events with the Rural Leadership Programme.
So being down at Peelham is one of the alumni events. It was great to see what Janet's done after her being in the course. And for me, it was going down and again, dropping hints that I'm looking for work and seeing what everyone else is up to and seeing what other job opportunities are out there that you might not think of. But with it being amongst the alumni, you've got like-minded people behind you.
Well, my name's Kevin. I'm a DEPA manager for a large agricultural company, a mechanisation company in Dumfries.
And when did you do the Rural Leadership Programme?
I was part of the 22-23 cohort, so just recently.
And what did you get out of it?
Oh, I don't know where to start with that question. It's such an amazing amount. I think one of the biggest things is the networking, the amount of people that you meet, the amount of experiences that people have had. The sharing is incredible. And a lot of the open-mindedness that comes with the inputs and mentoring that you get on this course actually opens your minds into new opportunities and new ways of doing things, new ways of looking at things. So from the potential of leadership, it just gives you so much more grounding, gives you insights into new methodologies that you probably wouldn't have seen in an academic environment. This is a much more hands-on environment.
And do you think you'll keep in touch with the people you did the program with?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the primary reasons I joined was to develop that networking side. So it's imperative important. We are getting together on a regular basis. We just actually had one this past Monday with our group. WhatsApp group is still buzzing. Even though it's only about a year old, you know, the 22-23 cohort, we are still communicating on a regular basis, not only on the professional side where we're assisting and helping each other with inputs on banking, finances, but also on the social side, play a bit of golf with some of the fellows. That's good. It's really good.
So, Kevin, can you tell me a little bit about the international exchange with Australia and how that's worked?
Well, that was a real eye-opener. It's good to see that other countries are doing the same sort of thing in the rural leadership development. To see the Australian program was quite different from ours, but the problems that they were experiencing were very similar to ours, and that was a bit of an eye-opener. Their distances are much huger and much, it's a vast country, but the same things on communication, broadband, issues of rural people urbanizing and youth leaving the rural sectors was very similar. So very good synergies between the two different countries. And that was a good sharing. Some of those contacts we had there, I think we've still been in contact with some one or two of them because there is some really good sharing. Even though it's across the side of the world, their inputs, it was great to see that we're not isolated in our issues.
To keep in touch with the Scottish Enterprise Rural Leadership alumni, interviews and insights, sign up to the Rural Anchor Group on LinkedIn and keep up to speed with news via our monthly newsletter. Thanks for listening.